Empire managers keep acting like Iran is about to attack Israel without provocation. Iran appears to be poised to launch an attack on Israel in retaliation for the Israeli strike on an Israeli consulate building adjacent to the Iranian embassy in Damascus, which killed 16 people, including multiple Iranian military officers. Iranian forces have already seized an Israeli-linked cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz, and Tehran continues to vow that it will soon retaliate for the embassy attack at an undisclosed time. Iran has reportedly said through Oman that the scope of the attack will be calibrated to avoid escalation into an all-out regional conflict. Reuters reports that Washington does not expect the retaliatory attack to be large enough to draw the U.S. into war. So both Washington and Tehran appear to be saying basically the same thing about what's coming. So as things stand right now, it seems both sides see it as unlikely that this will be the spark to ignite a new war of profound horror in the Middle East. What's really interesting about this situation right now is how Western empire managers and propagandists have been framing the coming Iranian retaliation to suggest that Iran is about to attack Israel out of the blue, completely unprovoked, as though bombing an embassy would not be considered an extreme act of war by any nation anywhere on Earth. They've seriously just been talking about it as though the embassy strike didn't happen, babbling about defending Israel and Israel's right to defend itself, like any attack by Iran would be coming completely out of the blue. On Friday, President Biden warned Iran not to attack Israel when questioned about the coming strike, saying, "We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We support Israel. We will help defend Israel, and Iran will not succeed." The threats from Iran are completely unacceptable, and we, like the Americans, fully support Israel's right to defend itself, said British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Thursday. Australia is deeply concerned by indications Iran is preparing military action against Israel, chimed in Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong, saying Iran should use its influence in the region to promote stability, not contribute to escalation. Israel is under threat of imminent attack by Iran, said U.S. Senator Tom Cotton on Twitter. President Biden needs to warn the Ayatollahs immediately that the United States will back Israel to the hilt, and the joint American-Israeli retaliation for any attack will be swift and devastating. Iran will bear the consequences for choosing to escalate the situation any further, IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari said following the cargo ship seizure. Mass media headlines have also been framing this as an attack that's coming completely out of nowhere by an irrational aggressor. Netanyahu meets top officials as fear of Iran attack on Israel grows, reads a headline from the BBC. Israel braces amid fears of Iranian attack, U.S. shifts forces to region, a headline from the Washington Post says. Israel bracing for unprecedented direct Iran attack in days, blares Bloomberg. Major Iranian attack on Israel believed to be imminent, warns CBS News. The casual news consumer would see all this and assume that Israel and its allies have received some intelligence that Iran is preparing an attack without provocation and are doing everything they can to deter this maniacal regime from doing so. This is ridiculous. If Iran had bombed a U.S. embassy and killed multiple U.S. military officials, the U.S. would be raining bombs on Tehran within hours and everyone knows it. But Israel bombs an Iranian embassy and everyone acts like it didn't happen and starts yelling at Iran instead. It's like if someone ran up and sucker punched somebody at the bar and then everyone started screaming at the guy who just got punched that he'd better leave the other guy alone and stop being a bully. Iran is going to attack Israel because at some point it does have to push back on Israeli violence and create some deterrence. Hopefully it will indeed be limited. Hopefully the violence will not spiral into something nightmarish. And hopefully enough people are able to see through all the propaganda spin enough to understand what's actually happening.